Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds, amen, to hear from the Lord as we are led in our opening prayer. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let's believe God together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we call upon you right now, Lord, and we ask that you will look upon us with compassion. Have mercy on us, Lord, and forgive us. Blot out our transgressions, O God. Forgive our shortcomings, Lord, and our faults. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, let your precious blood wash us and cleanse us from the inside out. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to be with us during this broadcast and that you will send your anointing, O God, and that you will speak to every listener, O God, speak to every heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord, save, deliver souls that abound. Oh, God, heal those who are sick tonight. In the name of Jesus, work wonders, oh, my God, for you are able to do all things. And there's nothing too hard for you, oh, God. There's nothing impossible. We are coming to you tonight, Lord, because we need more strength and we need more power. We need you, Lord, to take us by the hand, to lead us, guide us, and direct us in the way you will have us to go. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the contrary spirit. Oh, Lord God, rebuke the spirit of disobedience. In the name of Jesus, rebuke unbelief, oh, God, and help your people to surrender unto you, Lord, to believe you and to take you at your word. Oh, Lord God, help us. We want to do your will, but we need your guidance. We need your direction, Lord. We need you to show us the way. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your will and concerning your word, oh, God, that we may go forth and minister to those who are in need, both spiritually and naturally, even financially, emotionally. Oh, my God, equip us with what we need, Lord, in order to do it according to your will. In the name of Jesus, not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. We ask you to bless the Gospel Truth broadcast, Lord. Let it grow continually. Let it reach many more souls near and far. Oh, Lord God, let somebody hear your word and be pricked to their heart and repent of their sins and seek for forgiveness, salvation. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. Work wonders in somebody's life, Lord. We are praying a special prayer tonight for Titus Edmonds Sr., Lord. Oh, my God, go into the hospital and visit him, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord God, lay your hand on him and have mercy on his soul, Lord. Give him strength and give him salvation. Restore his health, oh God. If it be your will, raise him up, Lord, and give him a testimony that he may tell of your goodness and be a witness and give glory and honor to your name. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. And let your will be done, Lord God. Look on all the bereaved families, Lord Jesus, who are struggling tonight. Oh, Lord, who are suffering and feeling a brokenness in their heart. Oh, God, give comfort and give consolation. Be close to them tonight and carry them through, Lord. We know you're able, my God. Look on the people everywhere. One by one and name by name. Bless your people, Lord Jesus, with the blessings that we stand in need of. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. We believe we have the petition we've asked in this prayer. Oh, blessed Savior, and we give you thanks, oh God. We thank you for your,
thank you,
for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for how you bless us continually. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We thank you for all things, oh God, and we ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture. I'm going to read the 23rd number of Psalms, verses 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thy anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 23rd number of Psalms, verses 1 through 6. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful opening prayer and opening scripture. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who is the Prayer Works Ministry, formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing at 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer and Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We also want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Teresa Ray in our prayers. Pray for Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Mrs. Joel Pauldo and the bereaved Pauldo family, Howard Smith, A.B., and I have another report from Howard about Howard Smith. His wife, Pastor Patricia Smith, told me that he's back at work and he's doing well. So thank God for that praise report. The Lord brought him through his surgery successful. Pray for A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Pauldo, Titus Edmond Sr., Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson family, the bereaved Edmond family, Ms. Maxine Tucker, Ms. Sherman, the Lyons Capoletti bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and please pray for all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if our own Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
I know he can, believe he will, make a way. I know he can, believe he will, make a way. I know he can, believe he will make a way. Jesus can make a way out of no way. I know he can, believe he will make a way. I know he can, believe he will make a way. I know he can, believe he will make a way. Jesus will make a way out of no way. Now fall in silence, was in a Roman jail. They didn't have no one to store their bell. Now, if the boys was here today, I believe that's what they say. Jesus will make a way out of no way. Oh, I know he can. Believe he will. Make a way. I know he can. Believe he will. Make a way. I know he can. Believe he will. Make a way. Jesus will make a way. Jesus will make a way. Jesus will make a way out of no way. He'll make a way. He'll make a way. He'll make a way. He'll make a way. In the hospital, he'll make a way. In the courtroom, he'll make a way. In the schoolhouse, he'll make a way. In the jailhouse, he'll make a way. He'll make a way. He'll make a way. Oh, Jesus will make a way. Jesus will make a way. Jesus will make a way out of no way.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus will make a way. Thank the Lord for that.
Yes, Lord.
Coming to Evangelist Cynthia. Oh, I needed to hear that because I know that Jesus will make a way. I'm trusting in him today. I don't know if you believe it out there in radio land, but Jesus will make a way. Glory to God. I thank God for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Now, pay our hearts to the word of God. Tonight is Tuesday night, oldies but goodies in the gospel. And tonight, we have the message from the late evangelist Melinda Edmond. So let's prepare our hearts to hear the word of God. God bless you.
Good evening. It's time now for the Gospel Truth radio broadcast.
Bless all of our radio listeners. We have you come to you once again live, and we are representing Christian Temple, located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, where Bishop Richard Jackson is our pastor. We want you to join in. Don't touch that dial. Just keep it tuned right where it is. And we're going to go into a word of prayer because we know that God hears and answers our prayer. God bless you. Praise God. In the Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, we pray that you stretch out your mighty
hand.
Oh, my God, I know you're able. You're able to do all things for Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we want you to move, move. So stretch out your mighty hand, oh, Jesus. Me up here today, oh, Jesus. We want you to hide on your heart.
Jesus,
we know you're able, Jesus. We know you're strong. We Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for prayer. At this time, we're going to come to you presenting the speaker of the hour in the person of Evangelist Melinda Edmonds. The next voice you will hear will be that of Evangelist Melinda. God bless you. Praise God. We want to say God bless each and every one of our listeners being here. And we're going to go right into the word of God. We're going to ask that you listen attentively and hear what thus saith the Lord. God is able to do all things in these wicked times that we're living in, in these last and evil days. And you'll find me reading from Isaiah, the 55th chapter, beginning at the 6th verse. That's Isaiah 55, beginning at the 6th verse. And the word of God reads as follows. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Yes, Lord.
Call ye upon him while he is near.
Yes.
Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Yes, Lord.
And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Yes.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. We want to leave a little thought with you tonight, and that is none other than seek the Lord right now.
All right.
Jesus began to let us know. Glory to God in his word. He began to let us know that we have to seek him right now while he may be found. I want to tell you tonight that people are seeking everything. They're seeking everything that's not of God. They're seeking how to make a fat buck in these old evil days. They're seeking a husband. They're seeking a wife. They're seeking a boyfriend. They're seeking a girlfriend. They're seeking how to tell a lie to get some money.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Seek the Lord now. Praise God. I thank the Lord for that powerful message, anointed message, coming through the late evangelist Melinda Edmonds. Oh, Lord, she preached under the anointing. The Lord's word went out today. Praise God. I hope that somebody out there in radio land has received this word of God. And we pray that you will give your life to the Lord. At this time, we're going to open the doors to salvation. And you have a chance to receive Christ if you don't know him. Chance to get strength from the Lord. Glory to God. You have a chance to be healed and be delivered if you receive this word today. Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the word of God that came tonight. Oh, my God, I pray that somebody will receive this word on today. We yes. pray that you will touch the hearts of men. Look on those that are cast down. Touch their hearts, oh, Lord. Lift them up, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That soul that is disencouraged, we pray that you touch them right now. Encourage their hearts. Give them strength to go through. Oh, my God, let them know that you care for them. Oh, Lord, I know you're able, Jesus. Stretch forth your mighty hand, oh, Lord. Touch them, oh, Lord, the ones that don't know you. Touch them, oh, Lord. Save them, oh, Lord. Help them to repent of their sins and to seek you now. Help them to turn from their way, to drop everything that's not like everything that they've been doing that is not according to your word. I pray that you change them, Lord. Change their minds. Help them to seek your face and call on your name. Draw nigh unto thee in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. I know you're able to save, and I know thou art a healer. Heavenly Father, I pray that you look on my dad, that you will touch his body. I know you're able to raise him up, and I know you're a miracle worker. You're still working miracles. You raised a dead man. Hallelujah. And I know you're still working miracles, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Have mercy today. Deliver his soul, oh, Lord. Touch and heal his body. Raise him up, oh, Lord, that he might have a testimony in the name of Jesus, that thy name may be glorified, that somebody would give their life unto the Lord. We pray that you touch right now, oh, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Look on your people everywhere, oh, Lord. Look on the saints of God, those that are being tried. I pray that you have mercy, oh, Lord. Help them to go through. Help them to stand. Help them to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Make a way for them, oh, Lord, that they may be able to escape. Oh, my God, look on this world, Jesus. Have mercy, save to the uttermost. We know you can do it today. We are trusting you and taking you at your word. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will move, Lord, in a mighty way. Look on your people and the saints of God everywhere. Give strength to them that are weak. Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. Go into the nursing homes, into the hospitals. I pray that you touch and heal. Raise somebody up. Look on those that are institutionalized. I pray that you will touch and heal, deliver and save, forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Be merciful to the people. We need mercy today. We need you, oh, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray, Jesus, that you will move every way and everything that is not like you. Everything in our lives that is contrary to your will, we pray that you move it, oh, Lord. We want to be found holy. We want to be found in thy word. Help us, Jesus. Make us and fix us the way you want us to be. Help us to do thy will and speak thy word and go where you send us. Help us not to draw back on you, but help us to drive and go forward in you. Help us to triumph, O Lord, over the devil and his works. Help us, Jesus. You said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Help us to take you at your word, to stand on the word of God and not take down nor draw back. But help us, O Lord, to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life. Help us, oh Lord. We want to make it to that city. We want to go through, Lord. We want to stand, Jesus. Help us today, Lord. We need help, Lord. We need your mercy, Lord. We realize we can do nothing without you. We need you to go with us every step of the way. Help us to acknowledge you, that you may direct our path. We pray that you look on us, oh Lord. Help us to be led of thy spirit. Look on our leaders, oh Lord. Look on our president. Touch him, oh Lord. Lead and guide him. Show him the way that you would have him to go. In the name of Jesus, bind the works of Satan and cast him out. He's seeking to hinder. He seeks to destroy it. But you said, I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I believe your word today. I take you at your word. I know your word is true. I doubt you not. I trust you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I'm taking you at your word. Thank you for this prayer. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for every one of the listeners. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your people. Thank you today, Lord. I pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Ever lead us on to victory. Help us to give thy name the praise in the highest, for thou art worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. Help today, Lord. Help, Lord Jesus. We need your help, Lord. We're dependent on you, Lord. No other help we know, Lord. Jesus, move for us today, Lord. Move for your people, Lord. Make the way, Lord. You know all about us, and you know what we have need of. You know our prayer before we call. Come to our rescue, O Lord. Hear our prayer today, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Bless us, O Lord. And now, Lord, pray, Jesus, that you look on my family, that you comfort them and strengthen them, oh, Lord, in this trying time. Oh, my God, I know you're able to take us through, and I know you know what's best. You know all about it, oh, Lord. Work it out for us, oh, Lord. Fix every situation. Fix it today, oh, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Be merciful to us, oh, Lord. And cause thy face to shine upon us. Take us through, oh, Lord. Lead and guide us, Jesus. Show us how to go about this situation. Fix it for us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Heavenly Father, I thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you for your mercy. And I thank you for
your mercy.
I thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh, Lord. I thank you for the love that you bestowed upon us. Thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray
thank you, Lord.
Continue to bless us and continue to go with us. Help us today, oh, Lord. Help us to watch under prayer and keep our minds stayed on you, looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for this prayer, and this prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord today. I thank God for that message coming to evangelist, the late evangelist Melinda. Truly, she preached out of her soul, preached under the anointing.
Speech
is a timely message. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to find Christ in your life. If you don't know him, you got to find him. Glory to God. While he may be found, time is running out. People are leaving here without a God on their side. glory to God, we could see the things that are happening in this world today. Millions of souls are dying.
Yes.
And a lot of them are dying without Christ in their lives. Glory to God. They're dying because of the wickedness on the face of the earth. Glory to God.
Amen.
I tell you, the Lord is good to Israel. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. But he has been compassionate to us. He has been merciful unto us. And for that, I thank you. I thank him today. Thank you, Jesus. I bless the name of Jesus. Thank God for this word once again. And I hope that somebody has received this word and have taken it to heart that they might be saved. Those that don't know the Lord, I'm telling you, it's time to get in a hurry and run for your life. We don't know where death lies. We don't know when it's coming, but it's coming one day. Glory to God. It's going to come. Glory to God. And we must be ready. If we're not ready, we will be left behind in that great day when the Lord returns. Tell you, my soul is stirred up through the word of God. Time we're going to open up the floor that our evangelists, and if there's anyone else that like to call in and give remarks, you may do so by calling 945-218-0218. And then the access code is 5847-681-pound. We're going to hear from our evangelist. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through the late evangelist Melinda. And she preached under the anointing. Seek the Lord right now. And there was such, we need to get in a hurry and go after God like never before. Yeah, you know, stop seeking after fame and fortune, companionship in return to the Lord while he's near. Thank you, Jesus. That's the important part. He's near now. It's time now to seek the Lord. There's going to come a time when he won't be near. And people will probably try to seek him then, but it'll be too late. But while he's near, it's time to seek the Lord. I enjoy the word of God coming through her. Thank you, encouraged.
And praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful, anointed, and powerful message, a very timely message. Message of the times. Seek the Lord now. This is for everybody. Everybody needs to seek the Lord right now. Don't put it off. Don't wait any longer. If you haven't been seeking the Lord, start seeking him right now. Praise the Lord, because it's stated in the message. You're going to need King Jesus on your bond when death comes creeping in your room. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait around. Praise be to God. But seek the Lord right now while he may be found. Don't lose out. The Lord is giving everybody a chance. Why don't you take advantage of the opportunity today and seek the Lord with your whole heart? Turn from your wicked ways. Stop doing whatever it is you're doing that God is not pleased with. Come out of sin. Seek the Lord now. Take this word in, apply it to your own life, and live by it every day. Be encouraged and seek the Lord right now. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the remarks coming to our evangelist. If there's anyone else that would like to give remarks, you may do so. Praise the Lord. We thank God for our evangelists. Thank the Lord for evangelist Cynthia, evangelist Khadija, and evangelist Sheila. I mean, we thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for Sister Cheryl, who continuously and are faithful to this broadcast.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for all that he is doing and all that he has already done. I'm looking for the Lord to bless even more. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for this broadcast, for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. I enjoyed the word. I enjoyed the remarks coming to our evangelists, and I encourage you to continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. And we want to let you know that if it's the Lord's will, we expect to be back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. That if that's all, we say God bless you and good night.